The little-known subsidy was the target of a motion by Joint Finance Committee Republicans like Senator Alberta Darling, who wanted to phase it out.
It's just an unfair perk for certain state employees who are on the Capitol Square.
Democrat Representative Pedro Colon said phasing out the subsidy to Creative Learning Child Care would undermine families, and he called the motion from Representative Jeff Stone petty.
Women will choose to work elsewhere, or we'll choose not to work at all, and I don't know where that gets us.
Representative Scott Souter said just over 100 state workers are enjoying a special benefit.
I don't think this motion is petty at all. Let's look at what we're doing here. This is a special perk for one segment of state employees.
The motion failed on an 8-8 party line vote, meaning that for now, subsidized daycare will remain for state employees in downtown Madison at a cost of $268,000 over 2 years. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.